This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Crop Progress and Condition Report was released yesterday. Corn harvest began on a limited basis and hay cutting continued to progress. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.39 inches, 0.7 inches above normal. The average temperature was 70.9 degrees, 2.7 degrees below normal. There were 5.4 days suitable for field work during the week ending August 22nd. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 17% short, 73% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 13% short, 76% adequate, and 10% surplus. Corn in the dough stage was at 91%. Corn dented reached 55%, a jump of 17 percentage points from last week. Corn mature reached 3%, 8 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 10% poor, 29% fair, 44% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans blooming was at 96% compared to last year at 99% and the 5-year average of 98%. Soybean setting pods was at 88%, an increase of 7 percentage points over last week. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 13% poor, 30% fair, 43% good, and 9% excellent. In other news for Illinois, this past week, AT&T announced a $10,000 contribution to support Illinois Ag in the Classroom. There is a strong connection among AT&T, farm families, and agribusiness in Illinois, said Jim Maurer, AT&T Illinois Vice President of External Affairs. Internet-based technologies allow farm families to more efficiently manage crops and livestock, and they allow rural businesses to more effectively compete in a global marketplace. Today, we're excited to further our commitment for Illinois agriculture through this contribution to the Ag in the Classroom program. In total, AT&T has provided more than $200,000 for ag education, scholarships, and anti-texting while driving programs over the last 5 years, including Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom and College Agricultural Program scholarships. This year's gift to Illinois Ag in the Classroom marks $70,000 in total support for the Ag Literacy Program. Another note, I will be attending the Farm Progress Show next week. That's taking place in Decatur, September 1st through the 3rd. WSMI will be covering that event. I will also be in Decatur this Wednesday for a media day. I will be learning the layout of the show, learning a schedule and what vendors are going to be there. So be sure to join us next week for a report from an update from the Farm Progress Show. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.